This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. You may know the federal government is encouraging every American to get an alternative form of ID in the next few years as a hedge against terrorism. It's called Real ID. New Hampshire, full of crotchety Yankees, at least the ones in my family, New Hampshire says no. Here's New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein.
New Hampshire State Representative Neil Kirk really likes his privacy. In New Hampshire's Legislative Guide, a book that includes personal histories and photos of the state's 424 lawmakers, Representative Kirk lists only a phone number. It's no surprise, then, that Kirk believes a push to nationalize new standards for personal identification cards could lead to greater government control.
You can conceive, and I dread doing this, of a 1984 kind of society where these chip reading monitors were all over, and as we went around carrying our national identification cards, we would be creating a trail behind us which said, so-and-so passed by this particular site at such and such a time. I think that is abhorrent.
Opponents like Kirk have lashed out against the Real ID law since federal officials devised it a few years ago. The measure is the response to the 9/11 Commission's recommendation that Congress set higher national standards for ID cards. States would have to create a tamper-resistant card, and personal information like birth certificates and passports would be held in a database accessible to both federal and state governments. It's that database, says New Hampshire U.S. Senator John Sununu, that scares people.
It's unclear what kind of checks or balances would be put in place, who would be able to access it. Now, the federal government might say at this point, well, we'll work those things out. But anytime you're creating such a large national database, it raises concerns.
Concerns like hackers prying into the database, or concerns like one day requiring people to carry the card wherever they go. But former Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security Stuart Verdery says fears over some Orwellian future are overblown.
Sticking your head in the sand saying, well, we don't want good identification documents because some future generation might do some kind of thing we don't like with it. Well, that's unfortunate. That doesn't match with modern reality or modern society or modern threat of terrorism.
Verdery says right now, state DMVs lack uniform standards, making it too easy for terrorists to obtain fraudulent forms of ID.
This is the minimum that we're going to have to ask citizens and states to do. It's not too much to ask that a state make sure that when they issue a document that we know is going to be used in all kinds of situations to prove that person's identity, that they do some baseline checks to make sure that's the case.
While minimum standards might not sound like too much to ask for, a number of states believe it's too much to pay for. The Department of Homeland Security estimates the cost of implementation over the next 10 years is about $23 billion, with states having to cover at least $10 billion. Both sides agree cost is one of the key reasons 30 states have considered some form of anti-real ID legislation. New Hampshire State Senator Bob Clegg isn't happy with his state's move to prohibit the real ID law. Inevitably, he says the country will adopt some form of a national ID system. He just hopes it's before another terrorist attack. If not, he worries that a system much more invasive than real ID will be put in place.
Some politician stands up and says, here's how we're going to do it. And everybody goes, is it going to stop them from coming in? And that politician is going to assure you, this solution will make sure they stop bombing us and people are going to accept it. And then they're going to find out that what we do during a term of crisis could be exactly the opposite of what we intend.
New Hampshire Representative Neil Kirk admits that's a scary prospect. But he believes other states will hear the shot New Hampshire fires at Real ID and join what one person calls the Real ID revolution. If that happens, he believes Washington will scrap the system and find one that is cheaper and does a better job of protecting people's privacy. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.